The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone, and happy to be with you. And the topic for this week has been compulsive desires, really of all kinds. And one way to turn this around and for ourselves is to, in some healthy, wise way, have the attitude of wanting what you have. So in meditation, to not look for something beyond or other than what's happening for you, but have an orientation like, okay, this is what I want. Now, of course, there are plenty of things which are not desirable, not that are painful, difficult, that might be happening as we meditate. But this attitude of, okay, this is what's coming, so this is what I want, not in order to suffer more, but to begin discovering a whole different attitude or way of being in the world that's not driven by wanting something other than what is. And then something very different can start happening in the alchemy of the mind. We can start becoming free of what is. So it's not celebrating or appreciating or necessarily or validating what is happening, but rather, okay, this is what's happening, this is what I want, so that I can become free, so that I can find this place of clear recognition, open awareness, luminous presence, where, and it's maybe in a sense the awareness is bigger than what the details are of what's happening. Or as if the details of what's happening happen independent of the usual ideas of self, what I want, what I don't want. And then something very different begins to shift and change if we just work with what is happening. Practice right there with what's here. So you might, to the degree to which you find yourself distracted or caught up in desires for things to be other than they are, or even desires to hold on to what's there, what's happening, see if you can shift that to a desire to just allow, a desire for what is happening. Desire for what is going on, including that things change and shift, including that some things stay. And then in that allowing, in that wanting what is happening, there you can begin finding some steadiness, some calm, some peace, some kind of paradigm shift in how we are in this world that maybe is free of compulsion, and free of, you know, self-preoccupation, referring everything back to self. So assuming a meditative posture and gently closing your eyes, and if what I just said seems a little troublesome for you, or you have ideas that too difficult for you, or it can't be right, it's okay. Maybe instead you could smile, a gentle smile, inner smile, at the delight of questioning, looking deeper at this whole world of desires that human beings live in, that this is a time to appreciate yourself and appreciate the possibility of observing desires in yourself and considering, yes, there is an alternative. And that alternative might be to take a few long, slow, deep breaths, and as you exhale, to settle in to just what's happening here now. To take a deep breath in and perhaps relax your thinking mind. Soften, let go of your thoughts of past and future, what has happened, what might happen. Letting the exhale center you here. Letting your breathing return to normal. And this centering process, centering yourself, grounding yourself here, on the exhale, relaxing your face. The face can carry so much of the momentum of our desires and wanting and trying so hard. Bearing down, tightening up, and give the face a chance to take it easy, to relax, to not always be at the service of our mind's desires and aversions. Softening around the eyes, the jaws, on the exhale to relax the shoulders. When the shoulders are tense, they're under the control of our minds, tensions in our minds, and to give the shoulders a chance to be free of the mind and just soften, relax a bit. And the same with the belly. Maybe as an act of generosity, to let the belly move in the direction of relaxation, softness. And as you exhale, to soften the mind, relax the thinking muscle, letting the mind become quieter, calmer, or making space, broad, expansive space, so the mind is not making itself claustrophobic. The mind has breathing room. becoming aware of the body breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. And see if you can find a way to be intimate with your breathing without clinging or pushing or strong desire, where you simply want what's already here, want how things are right now as you're with your breathing. If you're distracted, in a certain way, want that as well, but not to hold on to it or succumb to it, but so you're not fighting it, but rather being mindful of it. Without the need for it to be other. There's a way of wanting what's happening, whatever is happening. There's a way that that can set you free, even free from any wanting. Breathing in and breathing out here. If you get distracted in your thoughts, see if that represents some form of desire that you're caught up in. See if you can let go of that desire to return to wanting just what's here, being content with what's here, so that you can be free in the midst of life here. And then to end this sitting, is there some way that you can be deeply content just with what is happening at the moment? Some way that you can put aside desires for anything else to be different? Putting aside any attempt to change what is. And even imagining that you could do so. Is there some way that that enables you, allows you to respond to the world around you in a new way? In a way that maybe is more open, a way that is free of clinging and aversion, a way where you're not asserting conceit, asserting how it relates to me, myself, and mine. And in this contentment, in this willingness to abide in how things are, can that be a source for love, for care, for kindness that has those qualities of non-assertiveness, non-defensiveness, non-greed? Because love does not coexist very well with greed and discontent. And as we come to the end of this sitting, perhaps any way in which we can discover a peaceful care for the world, may that care become strong and gently motivating. And may we live for the welfare, the happiness of this world in ways that are appropriate for each of us, flowing from how we are when there's a deep contentment and freedom. May we contribute to the happiness of others, to the safety of others, to the peace of others, and to the non-oppression of others. May all beings discover freedom from greed.